This is Honest Abe Lincoln, and I'd like to read to you from logs.
Good morning. Yeah. Abraham Lincoln with a scat heavy episode of the Abraham Lincoln logs. Why aren't more podcasts done in scat? I think that freeform jazz scat talking lends itself especially well to the humanitarian political viewpoint commentary format, as evidenced by the fact that I just strung together 12 different words and made a sentence out of them. D-dot,
they don't have to go together.
Episode 197.
Serious, though. Serious.
Here's a comic premise that hasn't been explored. Scat singing, only using scatological terminology. Boop, poop, poop, crap, bap, farty, toot, toot, nappy, crap, bap, drizzling, poop, poop, poop.
An appropriately somber intro to discuss the G20 summit. I'm so sorry. I don't know what got into me. I annoyed even myself. I really... It's you and me against me. Believe you me. Sorry. I'm sorry. For the scat. The G20 summit. 20 men dressed in business suits, accounting for 90% of the world economy's wealth, enlist the police to brutalize protesters and bystanders. I guess what I'm trying to say is, G20, it is what it sounds like. In a strategy known to the police as the kettle, protesters were herded into an area and kept there for hours. One officer, when asked why people were not allowed to leave the area under their own steam, replied, "They might fall over." Okay. Okay. Better safe than sorry. Was anyone hurt? People were hurt. Notably, in one instance, the initial report was that a man had a heart attack and dangerous, anarchic protesters would not permit the police to come and help the man. And then the video came out. The man, a bystander, not a protester, but a bystander, was struck from behind by a police baton, whereupon he suffered a fatal heart attack. When old Papa Bill O'Reilly was asked what he thought of these nuts, O'Reilly simply stated, he spoke from the heart, "The internet's driving this kind of stuff. There was always this crew, this anarchist crew. These people can't fit into society. They're angry for whatever reason. It's like child molesters, you know? I mean, child molesters. They've always been around, but now they've got a place to go and gather and do their evil deeds. They've always been there, but now they're coordinated by the internet." In a way, this is good news because it means we're at stage 3. First they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they attack you, and then you win. You know who said that? A great man said that. Kenny Rogers. But, he added, you've got to know when to hold them. Bill O'Reilly sounds a little bit like another guy in the news this week. His name is Rupert Murdoch? I'm not sure how it's pronounced, but it looks kind of like an ancient name that the Canaanites would have for a bringer of darkness sort. You know, one of those type characters. Larlock, Balefazar, Lakar, Kale, drinker of blood. So apparently this Rupert Murdoch, guess he owns like some TV stuff, like some media properties. He says, Google is a thief. People are reading news for free on the web, he says, and that's gonna change. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You should totally use the posted terms of service that Google offers to remove your site from their indexes, as anyone can do. You should totally do that. You should totally do that. They're stealing your traffic by sending people to your website. I wish you luck, Mr. Murdoch. I hope you do hear the lamentations of their women. Good luck. Bad news this week. President Barack Obama, Mr. Sunshiny Day, Mr. Transparency in Government, has filed a brief in the EFF's lawsuit against the government for its program of illegal mass wiretapping of Americans, defending the practice. arguing that the lawsuit should be dismissed, endorsing the Bush administration's invented state secret theory, and augmenting it with a new theory that the Patriot Act bars any lawsuits of any kind for illegal government surveillance unless there is willful disclosure. This brief was not written by Bush. This is an invention of the Obama administration. You know, when President Bush was running roughshod over our rights, when he was anally penetrating our country, we begged the Republicans, we begged them, we said, okay, now, you know, your guy's in power now, but how would you feel if a Democrat won? How would you feel if a Democrat had these powers? You can't let the executive branch have absolute power. What if you were in the minority? And they said, we wouldn't care. My America, right or wrong. Why do you hate this country? What you're doing is treason. Why are you a traitor? Well, my friends, you were stupid. But I forgive you. And you know what? Now we're all on the same side, because I still love civil liberties, but you now hate the president. I hope we can work together. And with the blessing of Rupert Murdoch, we will choke their rivers with our dead. Or donate $25 to the ACLU. Your choice. This has been Abraham Lincoln coming to you from the AbrahamLincolnLogs.com. Every Monday, every Friday, rarely Monday, even Fridays are kind of up in the air. Wishing you a very, very good day.